I'm joined by Tony Allen from Jarvis Fishmongers and Fish Kitchen near to Norbiton Station. Thank you very much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, can you tell us how things have been over the pandemic? Obviously quite difficult for all kinds of local businesses, but particularly with a product such as yours, which is fresh and has a very small window to be sold and not go off. How have you weathered the storm with the pandemic?
Well, predominantly we're a fishmongers. We've got a small restaurant and takeaway next door to us in the adjoining building. And we've got quite a big restaurant in Borough Market. So it was a double-edged sword, really. When we were closed at Borough Market and we could only do takeaway at Kingston, it was a case of we had to adapt the shop to try and serve all our local customers. And that was my two daughters, Charlie and Holly. They started sending emails to our customer base from Borough and from Kingston, from Borough Market in Kingston. And we started this delivery service, which was very fresh, accessible fish, anything from turbot to Scottish lobsters to diver caught scallops. We started delivering to people's door. And it was such a success, really. It's been amazing. The shop's been doing very, very well. But unfortunately, we've got the best part of 80 staff furloughed for our operation in Borough Market. So we've had to really put all our energy into Jarvis the Fishmonger to give this sort of service.
So it's been about adapting, really, for you guys. And do you think you'll carry on with this delivery service after lockdown as well?
Absolutely. For the first lockdown, the major lockdown, we were ridiculously busy. And as we came out of lockdown before the tier system, it dropped off a little bit, but people still wanted their stuff delivered. So we didn't lose any customers. We're doing about 150 orders a week, and that's all delivered to their door, COVID friendly. We're gonna work on it a lot more to make it a more major part of the business.
It sounds really excellent and sort of a positive out of, as you say, quite a negative for the pandemic. I think people think fish is very difficult to cook and deal with, but it sounds like, you know, you guys are trying to dispel that myth for so many people.
Yeah, it is very, very simple. I mean, we encourage people when they do come into the shop, they might come in with a cookbook from a TV chef with they want to do this recipe. But unfortunately, sometimes it doesn't work like that. We try and educate them into buying what's good. And I mean, the difficult thing about fish is against fruit and veg and meat is that fish it can fluctuate in price from up to £20 a kilo. For instance, if there's going to be a beef shortage, you know it 6 months in advance. If there's a shortage of tomatoes, you're going to know it. So you can adapt or buy them elsewhere. Unfortunately, with fish, if the boat goes out in the morning, doesn't come back with it in the evening, you have to find another alternative. So we try and encourage our customers to let us choose your menu, let us choose your dinner party.
Sounds like a very good idea to me. Now, what do you think about certain catch being renamed in this country in order to make it more sellable? Because things like Cornish king crab are coming up now. What's that all about?
Well, I think Cornish king crab is an example of it was quite a drab before. It was, you know, it was English brown crabs. So Cornish king crab is probably a better way of marketing it. I mean, they've done the same with what used to be called pilchards. Now they're called Cornish sardines. So I think it helps. It does become confusing with some of our customers because when they phone up asking for king crab, and the original king crab are the Bering sea crabs, the great big king crab legs, which are ridiculously expensive. So sometimes it gets a bit confusing. Cornish king, if they say Cornish king crab, then I know exactly what they mean. But if they just ask for king crab and they mean Cornish or they mean the other king crab, it can be very, very confusing.
And do you think that might start to help our fishermen in this country? Because we obviously, as a nation, we don't eat enough fish, apparently, and that seems ridiculous as an island. Lots of it tends to go to overseas markets. But how can we support our local fishmongers, local businesses and our fishermen through this pandemic?
Well, it's... I think name changes are appropriate where necessary. But I think at the end of the day, promoting, I mean, the obesity side of things. I mean, there was something I heard this morning that deaths through obesity have taken over deaths through smoking and stuff like that. So it's pushing the healthy side of it and the dietary side of it. I think that's going to help the fishermen a lot more than trying to name two or three products to give them a bit more pizzazz, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time. Best of luck with the new angle for the business as well. I really hope you can get your staff off furlough really soon. But all the best from us here, and keep us posted with how things go.
Okay, lovely. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Bye-bye.